How many people here watched the Super Bowl last week? Well, reports say that 123 million people watched. The Super Bowl is a cultural phenomenon in the United States. All other activities that day take a back seat to it. Families gather to watch. People pay to sit together in stadiums and arenas to support their teams. Some businesses would not survive without it. Even if our team is not in the Super Bowl, we still get caught up in that spirit. Imagine how our faith would come alive if we had that same amount of energy. The Diocese of Lansing had its own small Super Bowl, in a way, here yesterday. Bishop Boyer was with us to celebrate the rite of election and continuing call to conversion. In this liturgy, those who are preparing for baptism at the Easter Vigil are admitted into the order of the elect. Their choosing to be baptized is a result and sign of the Holy Spirit that is already in work in them. The first fruit of this work is being elected. They're no longer catechumens. Over the next several weeks, the elect will prepare for the sacrament of baptism in special ways called the scrutinies. Now, you might notice this stole and book that are in front of the ambo here. The stole depicts the story of Noah, and the book is called the Book of the Elect. The four people from our parish who are our elect this year put their names in, and then the bishop was here to accept that book. Now, the bishop also recognized the call of candidates, those who are already baptized, to continuing conversion so they may complete the sacraments of initiation. This morning, we are also privileged to be able to witness the baptism of an infant, Lillian, in which her parents are going to promise to raise her to be influenced by the Holy Spirit and grow as part of the family of God. The elect and candidates have been urged by the Spirit from all walks of life. They may be children who are encouraged by parents or godparent. They may be young adults who have felt some stirring by the example of a friend. They may be an older adult whose spouse has always brought them to church. It is a universal urge. In our first reading, God makes a covenant with Noah, showing that universality. Now, according to Scott Hahn, a covenant is the master theme of the Bible, which records the various ways throughout history that God has drawn humanity into a familial relationship with himself through a divine promise. This covenant with Noah even applies to all of creation. This is the sign that I am giving for all ages to come of the covenant between me and you and every living creature with you. The covenant with Noah remains in force during all times, through all ages, until the end of the world. The Holy Spirit urges all people to join the family of God. Holy baptism is the basis of the whole Christian life, the gateway to life in the Spirit, and the door which gives access to the other sacraments. Through baptism, we are freed from sin and reborn as children of God. We become members of Christ, are incorporated into his church, and made sharers in her mission. In the second reading today, St. Peter connects our first reading with baptism. God patiently waited in the days of Noah during the building of the ark, in which a few persons, eight in all, were saved through water. This prefigured baptism, which saves you now. This letter defines baptism as an appeal to God for a clear conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. After his resurrection, Jesus has returned to the Father in heaven and has left us the Holy Spirit and the church to continue his plan of salvation. Baptism provides sanctifying grace, the gift of God that literally means making us holy. Part of that grace is giving us the power to live and act under the prompting of the Holy Spirit. This prompting can take many forms. One form is revealed to us in the gospel today. The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. The Greek word that is translated here as drove is used commonly in the New Testament. In St. John's gospel, when Jesus entered the temple, he made a whip out of cords and drove all the merchants out of the temple area. When we open ourselves to God and His Spirit, He will drive us to accomplish His will. He will provide the energy. We need to prepare ourselves for that. That is the purpose of our Lenten activities. Through acts of mercy, prayer, and fasting, we open ourselves to the energy of the Holy Spirit. In his message for Lent this year, Pope Francis wrote, "It is time to act." And in Lent, to act also means to pause in prayer in order to receive the Word of God, to pause, like the Good Samaritan, in the presence of a wounded brother or sister. Love of God and love of neighbor are one love. For this reason, prayer, almsgiving, and fasting are not three unrelated acts, but a single movement of openness and self-emptying in which we cast out the idols that weigh us down, the attachments that imprison us. Then the atrophied and isolated heart will revive. Slow down then, and pause. The contemplative dimension of life that Lent helps us to rediscover will release new energies. These new energies are gifts of the Holy Spirit. Our activities during Lent help to direct these energies so that we are fully prepared to celebrate the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. This celebration occurs at every Mass, but the season of Lent helps us to fire up for the celebration of the resurrection during Easter. Through the Holy Spirit, acts of penance during Lent become sources of great joy during Easter. How will we know if our Lent has led us to conversion? When we are driven by the Spirit to celebrate Easter as if it were the Super Bowl.